Rashad Radio.
All right. Get my headphones. Here I go.
Oh,
I got a damn spider web in my head. Y'all know I don't like the spiders and the feds. And I don't like chicken heads. And I don't like to be misread. Actually, I don't mind that shit. Wake up. I ain't even took a sip of my coffee, but you better back up off me. Yeah. I'm trying to fight the original natural paranoia of mine, which is to think that just because I stepped in the spider web, that the spider is now in my hair chilling, making his way around my head. I that's not happening, right? Does somebody please tell me that? It's Friday morning, y'all. It's November 4th. It's 2024. I mean, 2022. Sheesh, I'm in the future. There's too many 20s. You got Drake and 21 Savage. You got 2022. You know what I'm saying? You got spiders fucking up my mathematics. It's a new music Friday. A new music where I'm going to be more so the fan now, you know, the lover of the art for you, and elaborate a little bit more on something that we spoke on and a lot of people have been speaking on. So if it's not what you want to do, you know, forgive me, but I just had a few days to ponder upon things. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what we're going to do today. But first, we're going to warm up the party and say hello to everyone and also remind the people out there in the podcast universe, right? Wherever you are, Anchor, Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, wherever you are hearing this recording, just know that it was live and direct on the Stereo app, and it's doing that every day. Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? I'll be here as long as I wake up and I'm able to speak and I'm not sick. Sometimes, you know, it might be a holiday or something, but you figure, deal me. Brother can get a holiday, right? But it's dope for you people that are new and just like the type that listens to something for a few minutes and can't, you know what I mean, get with it until you're proven. Let me prove it to you. I don't even know, listeners, who out of the six people that I see in here, and there could be more, is leaving the first message. I wish you could blind play messages. Wouldn't that be a tight feature? What if you could blind play the jump? Like, what if there was just a play button? So right now, I gotta hit the message shit. Oh, and then I see it is the lovely lady. I'm glad it's her, man. Let's see what she's got to say.
Good morning, Rashad. Good morning, listeners. Hope everyone's well. Happy Friday. Yay, it's Friday. I've been sick this whole week. I've been around, but I'm going to work today.
Man.
Finally feeling great. All right, happy Friday, y'all. It's Isabella. Puerto Rico sends their love. All right.
Puerto Rico sends their love indeed. Definitely need to get to Puerto Rico before it's all over. Definitely have a couple things in my... You know, you're getting old when you really start thinking of a bucket list. Like, I used to think that shit, like, okay, whatever, I got time. I still got time, but like now I'm like, nah, I really want to do this. Puerto Rico be a small one. I should do that a few times, right? Me and my baby should like find some type of like Puerto Rico place that we visit, and that could be like my you know, like tradition for us to go to Puerto Rico or something. You know what I mean? I had this one person And I'm sorry you were sick too. I'm glad you're feeling better. I think you said you were feeling better. My son is sick, man. He's staying home from school today. Let me just tell y'all how the day starts, and then we're going to get into this show, man, because I am going to talk on some shit, man. There's new music out, and there's always new music out, but I want to tell y'all what I've been thinking about for the last couple of days when it comes to that. But if we're going to warm the party up, though, or warm up the show with a little bit of what happened was, okay? So feel free now to speak your piece and share this to wherever you would share it. Share it here. Share it to Greece. Share it to Georgia. Share it to California. Share it to New York City. Because they can hear me live and direct. I got my guy. I see the shares too. Look at that. They listen. And this is a very cooperative and interactive experience, y'all. I'm feeling that. I'm definitely feeling that. I'm going to go ahead and change this music a little bit though, because this is not my necessarily cup of tea. Got me feeling like I'm skipping down the street and shit. And that's okay if you do skip down the street, all you skippers. But Rashad Sadiq is not a skipper. So, I woke up to my son. And I always tell him when he wakes up, because he's still, you know, he's still young. He's still, if he's not feeling well, or if he was shook from a dream, he still thinks it's time to come into our room. And I'll be like, nah, go back to your room, you know. And he just does it. He'll just go right back to his room and go back to sleep. It's been like that for a while. So I'm cool with it. Like, I don't even care that it's a reflex, right? But that's why I love my baby, man. Shout out to all you good mamas, you tender, loving, caring mamas. Because my baby gets up and checks on him because my ass is just like, go back to your room. I'm trying to go to sleep. It ain't time for me to wake up yet. He had a fever. Big fever. So she normally doesn't work today anyway. Lucky. And he is not going to school. So Isabella, I'm sorry you're feeling sick. I hope you are better. I want you to heal with us right here this morning. 7:08. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I can't even lie. I'm not even running late. I'm making words rhyme without even trying. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we doing. It's foggy than a motherfucker where I'm driving. It's like one of those commercials. Like, have you been in an accident? Call Science and Kirk's at 1-800-ACCIDENT. This shit real scary. Like, this shit look like the boogeyman about to pop up out my motherfucking... I mean, shit, shout out to anybody that's live in Maryland with me on this New Music Friday. We're going to talk about how I feel about this music shit and the new music that you can check. There's new music right above me, man. Drake and 21 Savage. I feel like this is the one to check for this weekend. I missed a review on West Side Gun's album. I missed, you know, Migos drop shit. A lot of stuff been happening so fast that, you know, when you're in this recording, podcasting, journalism type vibe, you might feel overwhelmed and inundated to like get it all, man. I told y'all on one of these shows how like you also gotta check for your health on this shit. You gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself. It's 3:59 for the gas. I'm passing that right now, so I guess it's time I play some damn messages. Trying not to run into the damn median because it's fucking foggy, bro.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. Good morning, Stereo. Live from the DMV.
Yeah.
TBS in the building. Birds flying high. You know how I feel.
Birds flying high.
And you know. You know what I mean? We're breaking records. You know, I mean, everybody think I'm bragging, but yo, check this shit out. The Eagles have only gone 7-0, and that was like in 2004. Quick history. This is the longest winning streak to start a season in Eagles history. You know, you're like, oh, well, 8-0 ain't. Nigga, check your team stats, goddammit. This shit is rare. So, anyway, yeah, shout out to the building. I'm one of our hosts, Rashad Radio. Shout out to Donatello for the pre-show. We up early, man. Where the fuck your coffee at? TBS in the building. What up, though?
What up, though? Yeah, y'all won. it was starting to look like it would have been something different, like a competitive game, and then it spun out of control and got whacked. I'll just let you know like this, man. I love it when teams have things like undefeated seasons that you wonder how long it's going to last and shit like that. I love it even more in like fantasy football because it means you fall even harder. Okay? That's what my hate is, okay? It means you fall even harder. God damn it.
What it do, Rashad Radio? Shout out to everybody in here. Greetings to the room. Greetings from the Green Mountain State of Vermont. But yeah, it is Friday. King Petty on the weekend. A lot of conversations in these stereo streets. But shout out to y'all sharing space. Hey, keep it going. I'm listening still.
All right, so shout out to y'all. I see the room starting to pack up with a little bit more people. Y'all make sure y'all know what it is. It's New Music Friday. I got that new Drake 21 Savage shit on top. Just came out today. I ain't heard a track. And we not going to play it no more. If Shameek's in here, let him know early. Somebody says in the text, like, Rashad not playing. Because I want to distribute the shows, man. I feel like ain't no reason for me to not be able to give the world this goodness just because we put, like, a little clip on some shit. And, you know, maybe I could work it out and get the things passed so it's all good. But I ain't got time for all that. I got to keep making more things and keeping it shaking. So let's just talk about the music because what's on my mind, honestly, y'all, besides my son being sick and, you know, the fact that it's foggy and it's Friday. And I'm drinking coffee and I'm on stereo with all y'all beautiful people. It's music, man. You know, I came on this app to tell y'all how I make music, how I love music, and how it's just the drive. That's why I'm here. If some people might be like, yo, how do you do that? Shout out to Trigger Tammy and Scruff. I'm not saying they were like, why, how do you do that? But y'all might have seen the post I posted with them yesterday for their show, The Pride, where I was like, dead laughing because they had so many funny parts. But they were saying something about the consistency that I got, right? And if you think about it, man, it's just because there's always new music, right? Doesn't mean it's always good, and doesn't mean every show I'm gonna do is good either, right? But the music is what essentially makes it so I'm here easily all the time, even if I'm not talking about music. Remember those shows when the motherfucking AI beats weren't working and it was kind of awkward for me? It was kind of because I do like the music that's playing in the background when I'm doing it. I know some of y'all don't do that, but hey, different strokes for different folks. Some like Pepsi, some like Coke. I was broke, then I got rich, then all these hating ass hoes want my dick. I ain't gonna give it to them, they can eat the ass of a dirty motherfucking homeless nigga trash. I don't know why I'm talking so brash. I'ma play a message, yeah, play a message fast. It's Good Morning Stereo out in Maryland. You know my bar's doper than some heroin or some cocaine. And I used to drive a Beamer back when I was single. And you wanna see? All right, that's enough. That's enough. What's up, June Buck? How you got?
How's it going?
No
big wub, just here.
No big wub.
Listen, you guys twerk. Right. Headed to work. What up? Just messing with you. Usually don't work on Fridays, but it's one of them deals. Okay. When they need you, they need you. Just out here trying to get my money on. What's up? Everybody have a good day.
Yeah.
You know.
That's my guy, Junebug. Texas in the building. I think he got another one. He came back.
I think I cut myself off. Anyways, hope everybody has a good Friday and a good weekend. Let's think positive thoughts, make it happen. Don't just sit around the couch all weekend. Let's find something to do and do it well, you know? Find make something, you know? Just go out there, help somebody. Just do something positive this weekend. Yes.
Sure. Okay. That's my guy Junebug coming in with the positive motivation. Motivation. Why they hating on me?
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Such a wonderful place.
This guy.
Mr. Nuggets, Submissive Tammy, to all the Eagle fans. Shout out to everybody playing in the fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody got paid today. You know what I mean? It's Paycheck Friday out this motherfucker. Didn't get paid today, I hope you got paid yesterday. Good energy. But you know what? I'm going to be peaceful. Because there was some violence that happened. So, you know, respect life. Appreciate a motherfucker. Call a motherfucker you ain't talked to in a month or two. Call a cousin you ain't speak to in 6 months or so. You know what I mean? Respect life. You know what I mean? Shout out to the building.
You know, TBS, that was a good message, man. But they didn't have no doot doot doots in it. And I don't know if you've been relaxing on your doot doot doots. And I don't want us to be overly sensitive, but I feel like we also can just speak on it too. We don't have to be scared of talking about shit. I feel like Song Dreamer and other people have told me what they... All right, I'm not going to talk about myself as far as like expressing emotions and shit and how a motherfucker's... But look, the death of Takeoff was crucial, man. I wish Shameik was in here because we do have to have a conversation. House of Hip Hop is getting ready to have a new day for us to have long-winded conversations and, you know, maybe a better setting for myself. So be on the lookout for that. But as of right now, I've said things, people have said things, we've all said things, and I'm not going to get caught up on it. And people can take me to court and go, well, but you said this, fine, all right, whatever. I'm saying this today, right? It's easy to go too far when you're upset, no matter who you are, right? Male or female. Young and old. More so when you're young, right? You would like to think you're a little bit less in control of your go-too-far meter. But tragedy is tragedy. Right? So people were upset. I was upset. And now we have a few days past that. And it's like, you know, it feels too shallow to just be on some new music shit because there is new music. So I'm going to tell y'all what I've been thinking about as far as hip hop and this tragedy and just my whole slant, you know what I mean? A few days later, because. You know what I'm saying? I'm here because of this shit. And I don't necessarily... I'm not so not from the streets and so not a young nigga that I want this shit to be Mickey Mouse positive music and shit all the time. And, you know, don't worry, be happy, Bobby McFerrin rappers. No. But I do have something I want to say, but there's just so many damn messages. I'm going to have to bust through these joints, and I'm just letting y'all know that's where I'm going with this shit today.
I came in on they can eat ass in dirty ass homeless nigga trash. Mm-hmm. Good morning, yeah. Rashad, live from Charlotte. Yeah. Shout out
bars.
To the room.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You know, they gave everybody COVID. It's like, that ain't even funny no more. You know you my nigga. Check yourself. It don't even feel right. It don't even feel right for me to tease her because we don't really tease each other like that. Check yourself, keep it real with a nigga for real. Like, she be telling me when it ain't it for her and it's my shit and it hurts sometimes. I'm like, ah, damn, check yourself. You ain't like that, Joe? She's like, nah, but if you're impressed, then I feel like I did well. So shout out to North Cagalaca, South Cagalaca, all the Carolinas. Shout out to the whole motherfucking East Coast in the building. Shout out to OGs of Stereo. Shout out to the people that be here all the time. They be listening. Yeah, I don't know about those people that are not on the app in the fucking audience. And I love y'all people, too, that are listening after the fact. And the people that do the playbacks and the random avatars that I see. But the ones that I do recognize, man, I just got to give y'all that love right now, all right? For real, man. Trigger Tammy.
Good morning, Rashad. Live from motherfucking Maryland. It's New Music Friday, so make sure y'all check out Song Dreamer's song as well. It's called Good Vibes. I had it shared in my stories on Instagram. If you haven't caught it, I'm going to share it again because, as Rashad has reminded us, it's going to be New Music Friday, and I always support you artists here on Stereo all the time. So if you have a song that's on Apple or and it's on Instagram, let me know. I'll put it in my stories. And another thing, I'm also only here to let y'all know, Aiden motherfucking O, let's go Eagles. Yeah, that's it. Okay, have a great day, y'all.
You know what?
Bye, Rashad Radio.
Yeah, Tammy. Much love, Tammy. She's the only one that can do that because that shit was cute. That shit was funny. That shit was slick. You know what I mean? You bum ass other Eagles fans. I see Mr. Kenton
what
Nash.
Up, Rashad? You know who it is. It's your boy doing. Scruff, live from Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah, I didn't know he had a whole new album out. That's crazy. Well, hell, got something new to listen to. Anyway, much love. Let's go.
Hey, bro, like, don't put that techno joint that he dropped and be like, oh, Drake's done with. I bet you this album's about to be fire. I ain't even heard nothing on it. I fuck with 21 Savage. 21. Spin your whole neighborhood like, yo, man, listen. So listen, we're going to get to this shit because 21 is real violent, though, man. And like, I know there's going to be some violent bars on this joint.
Rashad, you're not old. Cut it out. Stop it.
I know.
Had me there. I was worried when you said before it's over, like, what are you saying? Come on, Nene. Don't be saying things like that. Okay, Papito? Don't ever say things like that. No, it's not a bucket list. It's a to-do list. So let's go.
To-do list. Hey, that's a way better way of looking at it. Shout out to you. Shout out to Puerto Rico in the building.
I'm driving in the fog with you. Where you okay. at?
Yeah.
It's foggy over here up in New York, too. Okay. I'm on the highway. I got to jump on 3 highways to get from my job, Queens, to the Bronx. BX in the house. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, what's up? Rise and shine, my beautiful people. Blessings and healings to everyone and everything on this planet. Rashad, blessings and healings to you, my man. Keep up what's the good love? Work.
Appreciate
Keep letting
you.
Us hear that voice. Your voice is powerful and everything underneath it, bro.
Yo.
And I hope your son gets well and heals fast.
Thank you. That's so kind of you. Whenever you come through, you always have a nice message. Shout out to the BX in the building. A lot of motherfucking New York state of minds that come up in this joint. I was wondering if the youth even know about that phrase, like New York state of mind. Do they still say that shit? Shout out to my New Yorkers, my West Coasters, my down Southers, my international folk everywhere. She got another one.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
Hey.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. Who remember that?
That's the kind of girl I want down with my team. That shit had me flicked, y'all. I can't even lie, man, because I grew up with so many different kind of girls around me. I understood that meant I couldn't like the non-black girls. I was like, wait. So I gotta only. I hear you, Heavy D. Rest in peace, Heavy D. Though that joint was a hit, though. Heavy me. My heart feels heavily for the people that passed around the heaven, G. Listen, I got talk about tragedy. The beat sounding so unique.
Rashad, who's this guy? You talking
about? Oh, man, Georgie.
Gas being 3-something out of Maryland. That's crazy because you already know I'm in California, Maryland.
Right.
I'm here in California, Maryland. This shit crazy, man. Diesel. Is $6.75 a gallon. $6.75. So pretty much $7 a gallon, right? But luckily for me, the truck that I drive, the big rig that I drive, is actually CNG. Compressed natural gas, has the same torque, same horsepower as any other diesel fucking truck there is.
Oh,
if
damn.
This is, I'm only paying about $2 a gallon for this shit. A little bit less than $2 a gallon. But you know, good morning, Erland.
Shout out to my guy Gio over there getting ready to celebrate a birthday. Big Scorpio up in this joint. Big Maryland energy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mr. Nugget. Shout out to Incognito GG, Salty Coffee, Trigger Tammy, Lerati Flames, June Bug, Georgie. Oh, that was Gio, so I said your name twice, nigga. Queen Donatella, check yourself before you wreck yourself. King Petty on the weekends, legends. Busting ass in fantasy football in his first year. He's got to have fun like that. Sunshine, I see you, Sunshine. Leave a message. Say what's up to us, man. You know I fuck with you, Sunshine. Sunshine, I play rough with Sunshine, man. She reminds me of somebody I went to school with. Timothy Butler. Him and I know what it's like to lose in fantasy football right now, my guy. It's terrible, right? You just don't even want to play that shit sometimes, bro. You got to persevere. You could be a spoiler in some of these leagues, man. We're going to still make it, bro, like Jada Kiss and Styles P. Scruff. I'm going to bust your ass in poker one of these days, I promise you. Teffy, shout out to Paris in the building. Isabella, we already know we got Boricuas, Taino, Indian, you know what I mean? La Isa Bonita. So shout out to Puerto Rico in here. Lord Prezus, who is this? Very loving person. Shout out to you, Pre the Vibes. I see you, guy. And Ghost, man, love it, man. I love to see all y'all in here, man. So listen, I'm going to play Donatella's message and a few more messages, but I'm going to make sure y'all understand what I'm trying to say when I say new music tragedy. And like the dilemma that I, as an older man, consumer of this art that I love, you know, I can't act and pretend and make it feel to y'all like after the senseless loss of another star, that I don't want to hear violent music anymore. It's weird, right? You're going to be like, how, man, right? But this is art, right? And we have to, like, always, I'm always for free speech, never censorship of art, right? Yeah, it can be gratuitous at times with the violence and predictable. And rappers are passing and being shot and killed at an alarming rate versus the 90s era where I came from. So I do have some thoughts about it, because I was thinking about every component of which hip hop is, right? Like, if you really break it down, like, if you really, if anybody was so in their minds of thinking like it needs to, this violent stuff has to stop, like in the music, that's a big, big jump. It's not real realistic, right? Because that's meaning that you have to censor the pen of any artist anywhere. And sometimes, right, hip-hop can be so organic as an artist anywhere on the planet making his music, you never heard of it, and a DJ got hands on it, and he thought it was fire, and he played it. Now, I don't know if hip-hop works like that as much as it used to, but I was thinking about that over the weekend, or over this week, after Takeoff's tragedy, of listening to music and, you know, listening to like old gutter ass shit like Scarface and Devin the Dude slipping in and out your girl. Too Short on that joint. Sperm Drinker.
Rashad, man, I listen to you every morning. You're my boy.
Yeah.
When I wake up, listen to you on the way to work.
Hell
I
yeah.
I respect for when you have Wu-Tang Wednesdays and,
yeah,
and your hip hop you listen to. But man, when you talk about Drake, I don't know, man. I can't stand that fool. That fool be the kind of guy that closes the fridge with his hips, man.
Bro, when
you
chill.
Talk about that guy, I don't know. It just makes me question myself.
Man, come on, bro. I get that Drake can get some slander. Hey, yo, Jumbo, you stupid, dog. Hey, Young. Look, Drake is a legend. We are, that's so funny. And that happens here with my homies too, bro. So like, you know, we around the same age. That's why that Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep, Nas shit connects. But a lot of my niggas too, that my age, they not really with me when it came to a lot of music. When it came to Young Dolph, rest in peace. When it came to the Migos, rest in peace, Takeoff. When it came to a lot of this newer shit, the trap shit that you were saying you ain't fucking with, dog, I fuck with it, dog. I've been fucked with trap shit. I've been fucked with the whole area of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love good music. And sometimes the good music is real raw and in your face, and you couldn't believe that a nigga said that. I don't know if it's because we're older now that we're like, had enough of that, right? So, like, you know what I'm saying? I remember being younger, drunk, and we're gonna keep that song I was just talking about. How many of y'all know about In-N-Out? Is it called In-N-Out Your Girl or In-N-Out? It's Scarface and Devin the Dude and Too Short. That's just one song. That's about like just gangbanging a girl. It's totally, totally, totally negative, but it's so good and raw and in your face. And like, you know, I just remember being younger thinking like, damn, this is crazy that these niggas is talking this shit. They going hard on the joint, right? Now that we older, when we listen to it, we can be like, damn, Too Short. Damn, y'all niggas went hard. You know what I'm saying? It might sound a little, I don't know, cringe, but that's because we older. And we can't make the shit lame for the youth. We just got to fucking pave some type of another part of hip hop for them, is what I think. You know, I think we have to just know that 21 Savage and other rappers are going to exist where they talk about violence and you can enjoy it because maybe, just maybe, you know, also that you've contributed to this other section of hip hop that isn't there yet. That's what I'm trying to speak on. We need to make something that diffuses the black on black crime of it. And you know what I mean? The the temperatures rising so high that people lose their lives part of it. That's the shit I wanted to kind of get off my chest. I wanted to say a lot, and I freestyle this shit. I don't really put no notes. So essentially that I want us to be able to consume the new music. I know I'm going to, right? I'm not going to just stop listening to new shit that might have violence in it because something terrible happened. But with that said, I'm not trying to sound insensitive and cold as if that's not on my mind, because something about this brother's loss makes it extra on my mind. It's extra on my mind about this issue we really do have amongst ourselves. You don't see white rappers killing white rappers. You get what I'm saying? Like, we really, it's bad. And so, like, I get it. I saw a video the other day, y'all. If you follow me on Instagram and Twitter, I'm about to get y'all messages. If you follow me on Instagram and Twitter, I promote a lot of my shit, my music. I promote the show here on Stereo. You know, I do a lot of stories. You know, I don't always post reels and stuff, but if I do, it'll probably be worth your time. I seen a joint the other day where dudes was starting the video off saying, with my stick at your, like, a stick is a gun for you, I don't know, right? Got my stick. He's talking about spraying the ops. It was a music video shoot with three hood ass niggas in Chicago talking about how the ops ain't on shit and they ain't doing nothing, they ain't got no motion. And their fucking video got shot up. So, like, that's the part where I'm like, I don't know, man. It's underground shit. We need to have new, I don't know what we need to have. But I do think there has to be some type of, like, Junebug type standard. If Junebug's still in here. Where you at, Junebug? Yeah, he's in here. Some Junebug type standard. Some KRS-One type standard. Some Wu-Tang type standard. Some Good Morning Stereo Live from Maryland type standard. We need some type of standard, right, that allows it. Like, we can't be too afraid to tell the young Bammers that shit ain't it. If it wasn't lyrically tough or musically superb, and it was just kind of, nah, you know what I'm saying?
That ain't no COVID. That's that loud pack smoking early in the morning.
Okay,
trying to
good.
Get ready for my shift.
I thought I smelled that.
Morning blunt gets me ready for my day. Let's go.
I hear that. Hey, so you know what? That's what I thought I smelled. I was like, that don't smell like no COVID, though. That smells like some chronic. Queen Donatella, I hope you've waited for your message. I'm about to play this, Joan. And while your message plays, if you're disagreeing with me, I'm going to make your butt itch by fucking disagreeing and saying that ain't it.
Grand Rising, Rashad.
Oh, no, she's good. She's good. Good morning.
I think my vocals are getting better, you guys.
But that Grand was beautiful. Rising to the... Hold on. You know what? They are. Let's do that one more again.
Grand Rising, Rashad Radio. I think my vocals are getting better, you guys. But I'm like Grand that. Rising to the room. Happy Friday to everyone. New Music Friday. New Music Friday. Make sure you tap on the motherfucking link. Everybody out there in social media land, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you're hearing this shit, I'm motherfucking, you know, Queen Donatella. Come on over to Stereo and find out what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to everybody in the audience. I hope everybody have a great day.
Do you think she was mocking me? Are you mocking me, Donatella? I want to hear that one more time, then we can get to the message. Not the whole thing.
Grand Rising, Rashad Radio.
Hey,
now the do-do-do is still alive and well. This is just a great week to have people resonate on a different frequency, you know what I mean? And, you know, change it up, you know, remind people what life really is about. We out here crying about somebody died that we listened to their music, but we never met them. And we don't even call people that, you know, we say we love. So, you know, just different messages. You gotta take the opportunity to use those situations to help people to understand that, you know, we gotta do a better job of doing our part to be add connectivity to not only this community but our own communities as well. So, you know what I mean? That's all. You know what I mean? Making, you know, amplifying, you know what I mean? Talk about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think both things can be okay, though. Both things can be true. I don't know the brother. you know? He might not even have liked me if he met me, you know? But I did respect his style. I listened to him. I was connected to his art. I looked forward to hearing his verse. You feel me? I'm a fan of him. I put a post from Pre, this funny dude from DC. He's young, man. This dude's probably like in his 20s, man. He's a comedian out here in DC. And he was serious, though. He's like, people are mad because we're posting Takeoff. And I didn't post Takeoff, but I tried not to talk about it. I ain't put it in the title. I don't want to seem cringy and clickbaity like that, right? But I don't feel bad about discussing it because I'm a fan of the raps, bro. I'm a fan of their art. I'm a fan of the music. And it hurt me, dog. It hurt. And it's okay for it to hurt people, even if you don't know the people. We're connected to everybody got memories. Everybody got their own life story. Like, music is a soundtrack of our lives. You know, my life is, you know, my life. So whatever, man. All I'm trying to say is, like, I agree. We need to work on our personal relationships for sure. But that doesn't mean that we should feel bad if something, you know, that is not like family touches us, because it reminds you of how you're mortal. You know what I'm saying? And like, just reminds you how like accidents happen. This was an accident, y'all. You get that? Like, this wasn't even, at first I was mad. Excuse me. The day that it happened, we didn't know anything. I was fucking mad because I was imagining that the brother who is the most peaceful, right? Even though we're not gonna act like his raps was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. He was good. Like, we just, everybody know Takeoff, man. But I thought like he was a victim of like niggas just being vicious. And that it is a little bit different to me that it was friendly fire and bad like that, because it's so damn sad. It makes it a little bit worse. But it's like, oh man. Let me get to y'all messages, y'all. It's Good Morning Stereo Live from Maryland. I'm trying to speak on like how we move forward, because you know what I'm trying to say, like with a little bit of what TBS did say, there is violence and tragedies and accidents and death everywhere all the time. Why should a celebrity's joint make us feel any different? It's okay for us to feel a little different, is pretty much what I'm trying to say. If you do feel different, you know, but of course that doesn't mean I'm not going to be able to watch a movie where there's violence. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be able to listen to music where there's violence. And that's just because humans are entertained by sex, drugs, and violence. We just are. So I'm not going to go ahead and beat myself up about it. I'm going to play some messages. I see I got some ladies in here first. I'm going to play the ladies. I'm going to get to y'all fellas. We got Teffy out there in Paris.
Hello, bonjour, good morning, buenos dias. So getting some work done, having you here, listening to you in the background. So thank you to you, thanks to Donatella for being part of the early morning crew. Because with my time difference, sometimes it's like we don't have anyone here. So that's the reason why I'm in the early, early up morning. So if you want to hear some random talks, some pre-formal for me, make sure to listen in. I'm looking to meet more people and have people that, you know, to set the intention for the day. But anyway, I didn't know you were so passionate about music. You know, it is very nice to hear you talking it as art, because I do see it that way. And I cannot wait to pick your brain on other things about it. So I will definitely, you know, we definitely need to keep this relationship going, because music is just something else. And relating to the age, it's gonna cut.
Oh shit, it's okay. Let me open and close the app. I just got in the building. It's 7:40 in the morning. I hope you're not snoring. I hope I didn't make a show that's boring. You feel like you're boarding a plane when we go up. Motherfuckers sick and they hate till they throw up. Shot radio about to blow up. Yeah, ho, that's what's up. All right. I'm sorry, I get excited, man, when I'm on that Wi-Fi. Shout out to everybody in the building, man. Let's get to these messages. Good morning, Stereo Live from Maryland, on a New Music Friday after the tragedy, man. Shout out to Teffy for that message. Yeah, we can get up, man. You know, I love music. She got another one. She doubled back. Good.
And it's funny what you say about the age and wanting to, you know, hear, like, your words matter. Words matter very much. And it is true that, you know, it is easy for some people to separate, you know, the lyrics from the music and what it brings. But at the end of the day, I think it will be nicer if we could be spreading a different, better message.
Right.
So I will definitely stay tuned, and hopefully you do something separate for music, and I might be able to see, you know, hear and stuff and join, because definitely there's so much to share, talk about, and I'm here for it. So keep it going. Happy Friday.
Hey, yo, Teffy, if you didn't know, I make music as well, so get in touch. Follow my Instagram. There's a link tree on my Instagram for everybody, not just Teffy. If you follow my IG, there's a link tree. I suggest all of y'all get a link tree or some type of replica, some type of thing like that, so people can find all your stuff. I just got a new follower on SoundCloud while we were talking. I don't know who that is. If they're in the room right now, shout out to you. But like, yeah, Teffy, I make music, I talk music, I love music. This is music to me. How many times have y'all heard me say that? When I do my shows and I record my voice, whether I'm just talking or I'm rapping and freestyling or you guys are talking, this is my version. This is music for me. This is part of my catalog. I got like fucking 1,000 something shows on here, right? So to me, I've got like 1,000 songs that are not necessarily songs, but this is some type of art right here as well, in my opinion, because I'm trying to create it how I want it to be, if that makes any sense. I'm trying to construct it. We all are, not just me. You know what I'm trying to say? But anyways, that's another story. Is there any more ladies before I get to you fellas that have been waiting patiently in India?
KRS-One, some Nas, or Nas back in the days with the Ether album, when Nas was rapping, he was rapping about that history shit. Mace, let's not forget Mace. That's why Mace came out the game and he threw himself into the church. He threw himself into church to save himself from what he knew was going to start happening to rappers who didn't bow down and suck white man's dick while he was on the coke trying to write them up for, you know, to get be part of the label and shit like that. So yeah, the game has changed. Because when rapping first started, rapping was supposed to be sending each other download coding messages.
Right.
Rapping was about, you know, people were actually in their vocabulary, their dictionary.
That's what I'm saying. And so your message kind of reminded me of what Teffy was saying. I'm glad to hear the ladies first, right? Shout out to all y'all in here. Put some hearts on the screen, fellas, for the ladies in here. And anybody else, just put some hearts on the screen right now, because we about to wind it down at 7:44 in the motherfucking morning. And the sound of the voices, Rashad Sadiq, the choice right here on stereo at 7 to 8, right? But we do need to communicate, find a way to tell the kids, show the kids that, like, yo, you should rap about this. You don't really want to rap about guns and death. You really don't. And I'm not saying that rapping about guns and death is why Takeoff died, right? Don't get me misconstrued, but it just reminds you of that shit in hip hop, right? I know it does. So we don't want to continue hearing that shit. Even like trapping, right? I can't even lie. Like drug dealing rapper is, I love that. I love Pusha T. I love like, but that shit used to be more poetry than obvious. Now it's just like, probably not even true, not even poetical, and we need to have a stronger bar or a standard, like I said, for when it comes to that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to that, if you saying some wild shit on wax about busting your gun or moving packs and shit, and you ain't really doing that, I think it's time for that shit to start getting checked and shut down. Like, nah, bro, nobody want to hear that shit. You capping, bro. Like, and the shit was whack anyway. Let's get to these messages, y'all. Good morning, Stereo Live from Maryland. I appreciate y'all waiting patiently. Let's go. King Pay.
Hey, Rashad, I caught the vibe about playing music, but I respect it. You know why? Because you're actually redistributing this as a podcast.
Right.
So
right.
Shout out to you doing it on purpose. And of course, if you play any copywritten music, it's going to, you know, hinder your progress. So I don't want to hinder your progress. Shout out to, right. You know, shout out to doing your thing. So I guess I got to find another way to express myself, like dropping a message and using my voice. Hey, shout out to the stimulating multi-topic conversation holders. Keep it going.
And I mean, I can't lie. It does make it less fun. I would want people to, like, play the message. And, like, let's just say this. Like, I'm not going to say it's completely out of question, but I just know now that if I do a show where I encourage people to do that, I won't be able to redistribute it. So that's all that is for everybody that might have been like, why ain't he playing Shameek's message? Or why he going like that? I just want to make sure that all the shit I do here, like I said before, gets to where it's supposed to be, which is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey app, YouTube, everywhere, right? Y'all know what I be saying. It's good that these people on other platforms hear us and wonder and eventually trickle in here. Oh my God, this person looks crazy. Hold on one second.
Hello, Rashad Radio. This is LaRotta Grandma Elsie Jenkins. Just getting on here, trying to figure out when you're going to have Senior Citizen Day for the seniors. You don't do nothing. You don't do squat dilly for the senior citizens. Something you should think about. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Get off my damn phone, Grandma. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Rashad.
Stop it. You know what? Shout out to all the senior citizens out there. Rashad, you don't even know, man. Like, I'm the type of dude that, like, I got that charm that grandmamas like, too, man. So, like, your grandmama probably like Rashad Radio if you let her hear it. I literally just let somebody in the building right here, and she was like, hey, good morning. Hey, you know you have a great deep voice. I was like, oh, thank you. She's like, do you sing? This literally just happened, y'all. And she wasn't a grandma, but, yeah, shout out to all the grandmas and all the ladies that got love for the voice and the choice and the music. I ain't gonna say the moist. I did say moist. I didn't mean to. I did, actually. Big up to y'all, man. I'm distracted. Her Loss, the new album by Drake and 21 Savage, is out now. I'm going to listen to it after this show. I'm going to watch ESPN. I'm going to put the music on. I'm going to get some things done. We're going to get to y'all messages. We have to talk about this again. House of Hip Hop is getting ready to get moved to another day where I can further elaborate with people on the panel like Pro Pitman and Shameek and maybe others like FNG and people who, you know, I can't wait to have a girl panel on the House of Hip Hop. So be on the lookout for that in the near future. But listen, I'm going to put the super fans only shit on so I can fucking wrap it up. Appreciate y'all coming through for real, for real. Let's bust them down.
Rashad Wagwan.
Wagwan. No, don't play the music, man. Oh, yeah. It's his music, so it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know it's his music, that's why it's all good.
People, sucking up energy, and they're stealing it. I'm talking to the beat, I'm killing it. Deep down, the pain, we're feeling it. Some of us feeling it.
More jumps in the world. Still in here, Ghost? Yo, Ghost, my guy. What the guan? I knew it was your music, so I'm glad I didn't cut it. Let's see if
Yo, Rashad. Pork and beans, rice and beans, pork and beans, rice and beans, pork and beans.
Yeah. Hey, my guy, man, hit my DM, bro. We need a link for real. Whenever you come back, though, you got the vibes, fam.
Grand Rising Rashad Radio.
Yeah, though.
Yes to those who get it, because yes, we are creating and we're just being co-creators here together. So, where can I hit? Like, what? That is preach. Like, that is something that I do hope can be expanding and be shared, because it hits different. And it's just different. But anyway, this is another conversation for another day.
That's right.
Yes, love the energy.
Always love the energy, man. Shout out to Paris in the building. Shout out to everybody, East Coast, West Coast, down south, north. You know what I'm saying? It is the end of the show. I'm playing the rest of y'all messages. Mr. Nuggets.
Hey, Rashad. Good morning. Mr. Nuggets, all the way from the beautiful state of Florida. I would like to ask you a question.
What's up, man?
Let's say your team does not go through the playoff, right?
Okay, which they probably won't.
Eliminated, or they don't even make it.
Right.
Are you a division guy? Will you root for the division that your team is
Hell
on?
Hell no.
Or is it the league? The National, the American? Or will you be a free agent and just root for whatever team it is?
That's
let
a good
me know.
Question,
I would like
Where
to
you
know
go,
your comments. For myself, I am a division guy.
Okay.
So if your team goes to the playoff and the Eagles doesn't, I will go for you. And
Interesting.
So is, well, Dallas is a little hard.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Fuck that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would never see myself rooting for the Eagles, rooting for the Cowboys. And the only reason why I would support the Giants' success is because my lady's a Giants fan. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't really have a lot of animosity for them. My granddad was kind of more of a New York fan as well. He was from New York. So there is a little bit of a slide for the Giants, even though I enjoy them losing as well. Listen, y'all, it's the end of the show. I'm going to wrap up, y'all. No more
messages. Hey, good morning to you, Rashad, live from Maryland. It's your boy Legends, live from New England. Just checking in. Thank you for the big ups on the fantasy this week. We got Matty Walsh versus yours truly. It's going to be a heated competition. So appreciate you. Much love. Everybody have a blessed day. Let's go. Let's get it. It's Friday. Let's get it in. Come on, folks. Much love.
Also, shout out to Legends, shout out to the NFL and the fantasy football. But as far as Mr. Nugget's question, like, I do default to the Ravens. I can't even lie. Like, I'm not from Baltimore. I don't have no purple or black. But if they're doing well after the Washington Redskins are not doing well, the Commanders or whatever we're going to be, because that's going to be a topic I'm going to talk about next. I haven't even touched that joint. Jay-Z and Bezos might buy my team. What the fuck? Y'all better get ready for that show.
Yo, yo, what's up, Rashad? Hope all is well. What's going on, my brother?
What's up, Edwin, man? Shout out to everybody, man. It's the end of the show. I'm wrapping it up. Y'all got to get out there and do the best y'all can, right? It's a Friday. The weekend's here. So, motherfucking finish your work day. Crank out this new Drake and 21 Savage. Crank out whatever you want. Crank out my shit. Don't forget my shit. Like I told y'all, my link tree is on my Instagram. Follow my IG right now if you're not already following me here on Stereo. Get familiar, all right? Ghost, man. Is this a message or a music? Let's see. Shout out to my guy, Ghost. Put your airplay mode up on my phone. Leave the bad vibe outside, do not bring it in my zone. No. Lower up in nature, in the forest all alone. Yeah, water in the sky, and we inside of the dome. Peace and quiet, airplay mode up on my phone. Y'all heard the jams, man. Independent artist right here.
Yo, when I was off Stereo, right?
Right.
Because I'm going to be in like the industry and stuff. So, was talking to some young musicians. We're talking some teenagers, right? And we all sit around in a circle, right? And I brought my wireless speaker. And I play some of my beats. And I'm like, I want everybody to jump on the beat with me, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I extend this beat out for at least 10 minutes, right? And then everybody drop a bar. Like, first I drop a bar, like freestyle. Mm-hmm. Then the other person drop a bar. Right? And one of them kids said the N-word, like the white kid. White kid, you know, it's cool and shit. So I'm like, I'm going to give everybody an assignment. Go home, write a 16 bar, and come back tomorrow. Yeah. And I was impressed the next day.
All right. That's probably a better idea. That's a funny story. Good story, y'all. Somebody clipped that. I'll clip it myself. Listen, y'all, it's November 4th, Scorpio season, right? 2022, 7:54 in the morning. I got to go take care of some shit. So I'm going to get up on out of here. I got the messages going. So I appreciate all y'all listening to every word that was said. If you got here late, run the playback, all right? Peace and love. Don't push a shove. Be better than you was yesterday because nobody loves you when you're whack. And like I said, if you just got here, catch that playback. Hey, happy Friday. It's the weekend. Shout out all the Americans and Puerto Ricans and Koreans and Guatemalans. I don't know, man. Rashad Radio be wildin'. All right, y'all, I'm done. I'm gonna go check out this album and I have my review. See if y'all are talking about it on Stereo. To all y'all people out there in the world, get the Stereo app. Get familiar with us. I'm gone. You ready? TGIF. Let's do it. That's how we talk over here.
God damn, Rashad. Rashad Radio. That shit was dope.